And we've been learning in this series called More Than Conquering that God wants us to win. And he wants us to win more than just here and there, once or twice in our life, and the rest of the time go down in this big fireball, this flaming shh. No, God wants us to win every time. And there is a way to win every time. It's not by us figuring out how to win in our own strength and with our own intellect, but it's by the Lord's Spirit showing us how to win by specific directions on the inside. Us being spiritually developed enough, aware enough, awake enough, able to see and hear, spiritually aware enough to hear what he says when he talks to us, to receive answers to our prayers, instead of just getting up from all of our prayer times and leaving without a solution, leaving without an answer. No, when God wants to speak, he does speak. And I'll tell you what, he does want to speak. The sower sows the word. We see that these people in the Old Testament that heard God's voice, they did great exploits. And what the Spirit of the Lord told them didn't just stay a secret in their heart. It manifested in the physical realm. It wasn't by their own power, by their own might, but by being able to hear God's voice when God spoke to them, when he answered their prayer, and then what God told them, they believed. They believed it to the point of stepping out on it in faith, doing what he said. And again, very specific, being able to hear God's voice when he speaks. This is the victory pattern that all these people had. This is how they operated. By faith. What is it? By faith in what? By faith in what God just told them to do. By faith in the way God just told them to win. Not by power, not by might, but by God's Spirit showing them how to win. They being spiritually developed enough to hear him when he speaks and believe him and act on it. And then it manifests in the physical realm. I want to talk tonight, especially as I believe this series is about to end. Like this could be our final session. And then we're going to be going into another series called My Constant Source. My Constant Source. But as we wind down on this series, I believe the Lord will speak very strong to us tonight because he wants you to win every time. There shouldn't be one prayer that goes unanswered. There shouldn't be one cry for help that you don't receive an answer to. But we see in the Bible there's a pattern. There's a way that people won. And it was by being able to hear him, being able to hear his living word, his spoken word. You see, we've mentioned Moses so many times that Moses was there backed up to the Red Sea. And he cried out to the Lord and said, Lord, help us. And immediately the Lord answered and gave him a victory instruction that didn't make any sense. But Moses heard it in his heart. He said, why are you crying out to me? Hold your rod out over the water and tell the people to move forward. So by faith, what does that mean? By believing what Moses just heard in his heart from God, crystal clear, by believing that, we all of a sudden see Moses go like this over the Red Sea, hold his rod out over the water. Nobody heard what God told Moses except Moses. Moses talked to God as a man speaks to his friend. And Moses heard crystal clear instructions for this victory. And it didn't make any sense physically. Hold your rod out over the water. What's that going to do for the best army in the world at that time? But God is a God who more than conquers. And what's impossible with man is possible with God. And when Moses believed God and held his rod out over the water, based on what? Well, based on, why are you crying to me? Hold your rod out over the water. But also based on the general instructions that Moses had been receiving from God. In the wilderness, he saw this fiery, this burning bush, if you will, and he turned aside to look at it. And when he turned aside to look at it, the Lord spoke to him. And the Lord said, I've heard my people's cry in Egypt, and I am come down to deliver them. That was the general plan for Moses. And Moses, I want you to go in and bring my people out of Egypt. So Moses has that general plan, doesn't he? He's got a general, this is the basic plan. We're going to move all the people out of Egypt and into a land flowing with milk and honey. He knows that much. But now we're backed up to the Red Sea. And we're not in the promised land yet. He's got the general plan. So many times we have the written word. God is a God that heals me. But specifically, Lord, what should I do? I know when Brother Hagin cried out to the Lord based on Mark 11, 23 and 24, 22 as well. And he said, I believe I receive my healing. That was him standing on the solid rock, general promises of God that are yes and amen. They're yes and amen. Do you know if it's promised in the word of God, it's always a yes. But there he was on the bed of sickness, quoting Mark 11, 23 and 24. And then the Spirit of the Lord said to him on the inside. Didn't hear an audible voice, but the Holy Spirit said, healed people are up this time of day. No one heard it in the house but him. But what happened? Faith came. Faith came. Based on what? Based on hearing, healed people are up this time of day. And he threw his legs over the side of the bed. He grabbed onto the bed pole. He pulled himself up. He said, I believe I received my healing. And the power of God hit him in the top of the head, went down to the soles of his feet, and he stood for the first time in his own power for many, many, many months. What God said manifested physically. And that's what we want to really look at tonight. What he said in the spirit manifested in the physical. The spirit changed the physical. The spirit will always change the physical. So Moses holds his rod out based on, hold your rod out over the water, but also based on, I've seen my children suffer in Egypt and I have come down to deliver them. So Moses knows this can't be the end right now. This can't be the end. I've got a promise from the burning bush. We've had all those plagues happen. We've been given the go-ahead from Pharaoh to leave. This can't be the end. I believe this is not the end. Lord, what should I do? I need specific direction for this battle, for this victory. I'm standing on the general promise as well. But I need to know what to do right now. And by his spirit, a born of God answer came. And this was the victory that overcame the Egyptian army. Moses' faith in what God told him on the inside. And when he believed and did what God said, it manifested. What he saw on the inside, what he heard on the inside, became a physical reality. Now this same God, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob, the God of Moses, the God of Joshua, the God of David, this same God, we have access to him by one spirit, and it's unlimited access. Hebrews says that we can come boldly into the throne of grace to find grace and help in the time of need. In the same prayer session, you can get your answer. You don't have to walk away still in darkness. God is that candle that should be set on the candlestand. And there's not anything that you don't know that he won't reveal to you. There's no secret that he will withhold from you. If it will cause you to win, he will get you your winning instructions. I have access to this same God. Joshua, the same thing. March around the city. And those simple instructions that came from the Spirit of the living God, when they acted on them and did them physically, the victory over that city manifested physically. What God said happened in the physical realm. And those walls didn't just fall over. They sunk straight into the ground and they walked across on flat ground. David from Ziklag to Zion. He said to the Lord, "They've stolen everything we have. The men are about to kill me. What should I do, Lord? Should I go up at once? Should I overtake? Should I recover all?" Did he hear crickets and nothing at all? No, the Holy Spirit. Access to the Father. A connection to the Father. Communication with the Father. Answers from the Father. Oh my. We have this same covenant, but it's a better covenant. The Lord said, go up at once, overtake, recover all. That means so many things. That means they're still alive. That means your life isn't over. That means you got this. Go up at once, overtake, recover all. The same God that showed them how to win when they walked on this earth, when they breathed, when they ate their food at night, when they slept, the same God that caused them to win their battles by his Spirit telling them what to do, and they being able to hear God when God spoke to them, that same God is in our hearts right now. And we have access to him 24 hours a day. By one Spirit, we have access to the Father. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. So the same way God told Moses how to win, he'll tell you how to win tonight. The same way God told Joshua how to win by his Spirit, he'll tell you how to win today. The same way God told David how to win and get his family back, he'll show us how to win. Do you know in Isaiah it says, with stammering lips and another tongue will I speak to my people in those days. And this is the refreshing wherewith I cause the weary to rest. Joel chapter 2, it says that in those last days I will pour out my Spirit upon all flesh. And your sons and your daughters will prophesy. Your old men, your young men, they'll dream dreams. They'll see visions. They'll function spiritually. They'll operate spiritually. Jeremiah says, this is the covenant that I will make with them in those days. Hebrews 8 echoes this. They're not going to have to ask a prophet, can you tell me what God is saying? Can you tell me what the Lord wants me to do? Because we'll all be able to talk to God the way Moses talked to God, the way Joshua talked to God. We'll all have access to God the way these men had access to God. They were the few in the Old Testament, but this new covenant says, in those days, this is the covenant, that I will write my laws on the inside of them, in their hearts and in their minds. And they shall all know me from the greatest to the least. They shall no more teach every man his neighbor saying, do you know the Lord? Is the Lord talking to you? Are you hearing anything from the Lord? Moses, can you tell me what I should do about my marriage? Joshua, can you tell me what I should do about my young boy, my kids? David, can you tell me what to do about the cancer? Because I'm not hearing anything from God. They shall all know me from the greatest to the least. And they'll all be able to receive private and personal and specific victory instructions for your life. That if you believe them, and if you act on them, and you speak the same way these things that were put into Moses' heart, hold your rod out over the water, it manifested physically, where water split in a great sea, divided, and they walked across on dry land. How did these things happen for them? They prayed. God answered, showed them what to do. They were able to hear him when he spoke. They believed it and did exactly what he said. And when they did that and released their faith, God caused what was just in their spirit to manifest physically. Mom, can you come up again tonight? We left off last Friday talking about Abraham and Sarah. Sarah is here again tonight. Thank you, Lord. So doing something by faith, we see it often in the Word of God. But what does that mean? Doing something by faith means God showed you personally and specifically in your spirit how to get an answer, or he made a promise to you personally. It's also based on the written word. And you don't see it on the outside yet, but you see it on the inside. Pastor Jenny, can you come with the promise? Mom, how old are you?
Well, by God's grace, he's got us this far. I'm 88 and three quarters almost.
88 and three quarters. So just about the age Sarah was when she had a baby. Pretty good, huh? So we're going to just do this little demonstration again, exactly how a spiritual transaction. What's a spiritual transaction? Well, a spiritual transaction is when God's spirit speaks to your spirit. It's not a mental transaction, and it's not a physical transaction. We've reviewed so many different things from the beginning of this series. We started with Elisha and the young boy that served him. They were surrounded by the Syrian army. And the young boy said, "Alas, master, how shall we do? We're dead, we're dead, we're going to die, we're going to die, we're going to die." No faith. But Elisha prayed and asked God to open the servant's eyes so he could see what he was seeing. And we made this point. The servant's physical eyes were already open. And he wasn't seeing the angels of God and the army of God in the mountains that outnumbered the Assyrians. So we made this conclusion that if we could see spiritual things with our physical eyes, we would be seeing right now. All of our angels are in the room right now, right? Everybody got a guardian angel? Maybe you left him at home. That's never a good idea. Always bring them with you wherever you go. I've got angels, you've got angels. We understand that there's a spirit world, not to be creepy. But if we could see into the spirit with our physical eyes, we would be seeing angels right now, right? Well, we understand even from what Jesus said when he walked through the walls into that upper room where the disciples were scared and fearing for their lives. And he said, "You got anything to eat? Touch me. You know, look at the scars. Look at the holes in my hands. Handle me. Give me some fish." Because he said this, flesh can't touch spirit. And that's a good thing to know. That you can't have a physical relationship with a spirit. And for us in our dispensation, the Spirit of God is living on the inside of us. This is our spirit. This is the mind or the soul. And this is the body. And so if we're going to have a personal relationship with God, it will be at the level that he exists at, not at the level we are comfortable with. I would like God to appear to me every day in my office and tell me what to do. Well, too bad, Patty. God is a spirit. And those who worship him and want to communicate with him need to get used to the fact that he will speak from his spirit to your spirit. The spirit of a man is like a candle, the candle or the lamp of the Lord. And that's where he'll enlighten you or illuminate you. That's where he'll talk to you. Counsel in the heart of a man is like deep water. And we went over that last week. We can draw up counsel from our spirits. A man of understanding will draw it up. So we see this pattern. Whatsoever is born of God overcomes the world. And this is the victory. What victory? Victory process that overcomes the world, even our faith. Our faith in what? Our faith in Jesus? Yes. But also our faith in what he specifically says to us and how to win battles in our lives. This is the victory process. We have access by one spirit to the Lord. It's not by power. It's not by might. It's by God's spirit speaking to your spirit. You being spiritually developed enough, aware enough, keen enough, sharp enough to be able to hear God when he speaks to you. Then, got to take another step. Whatever he says to you, say it or do it. This is how these miracles went from God saying it, God's word, to manifesting physically. So the Lord came to Abraham and Sarah and said, Abraham, I have made you the father of many nations. Sarah, you're going to have a baby. And your descendants are going to be, and that's exactly what Sarah did. Sorry, it was a little breakfast. You're going to have a baby. And your descendants will be like the stars in the sky and the sand on the shore. And that was a promise to them. You will have a baby in Isaac. And in your seed shall all the world be blessed. So we understand Sarah was the great, 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 great. I think it's about times 40. She was the great grandmother of Jesus, who was the head crusher. And the one that God said, the seed of a woman will crush Satan's head. And so this is the promise made to Sarah and to Abraham. But the promise was made on a spiritual level. And they, for years and years, had to see what God said. They had to see that and look at that in the spirit. Because it hadn't happened physically yet. But God promised them in the spirit. The spirit of God said, you will have a baby. So the mind needs to be set and focused on what God promised on a spiritual level. Hebrews said, by faith, Sarah received strength to conceive. By faith? What? By faith in what? By faith in what God said and what God promised. So all this time, Sarah gets up every day. She can look in the mirror. She can look this way and say, I'm not able to have children, and I've never been able to have children. But by faith, what do you mean by faith? By believing exactly what God said to them. By believing that. By saying, I'm going to have a baby someday. I'm going to carry a baby someday. She was seeing it on the inside before it manifested physically. And you will see that every single miracle and every single sign and every single wonder that God performed, it was on the inside by his spirit before it manifested physically. But oh, the spirit can move the physical. So Abraham and Sarah, being not weak in faith, they didn't stagger at the promise of God through unbelief. But they grew strong in faith. Thank you, Lord. They looked this way with their mind. To be carnally minded is Remember we went through Romans chapter 8? A mind that just looks at the flesh. A mind that just looks at the flesh. A mind that just looks at the flesh. To be carnally minded is death. But to be spirit minded is life and peace. So the mind is focused on the spirit, and they agree that what God said, he is well able to perform. He can keep his promises. And that caused what was a spiritual transaction. What? God told me I was going to have a baby. The Spirit of God told me I was going to have a baby. By faith. By not letting go of that. By looking at that. By believing that. We having the same spirit of faith. We believe, therefore we speak. By that process, it didn't just stay a spiritual invisibility. It manifested in the physical realm. And so now we don't have to believe because we see. But do you see the process to getting to the place where you're holding a baby in your arms? The Bible says the just shall live this way, by faith. And that we walk by faith, not by sight. The just shall live by believing what God tells them on the inside and speaking it and not letting go of it, no matter what the report is, no matter what the doctor says, no matter how you feel, no matter how old you are, no matter what, believing what God says. And that causes the spirit to become a physical reality. The just lived it. Did you know that Christians live this way? Now the baby can be any victory that you need. The baby can be any answer to prayer that you need. It could be your marriage. It could be your child. It could be healing. It could be a building. It could be money. But God will tell you how to win. And if you believe it and you hold on to it, it won't just stay here forever. It will manifest. Your faith will turn to sight. That's how they won all their battles. And that's how the Lord proved himself to them. And they had victory stories. Thank you, Sarah. Do you want to keep the baby as a prize? Thank you, Mom. You can have the baby. First Timothy 6 and 12 says, fight the good faith fight and lay hold on this eternal life. If you would allow me to put the word style in there, fight the good faith fight. Lay hold on this eternal life style, whereunto thou art also called and hast professed a good profession before many witnesses. Are we holding on to someday we're going to go to heaven and it'll be a reality? Yes, we are. But we also hold on to every other thing God will ever say to us to help us win our battles. I shared with you last week how I had a 100-foot ship that was a big, huge mess and in the States and half done. And the Lord had told us to really ask me for big things. Many of you have heard this story. Ask me for big things. In the night, as I lay in bed, his voice would come up and out of my heart. Ask me for big things. And I would ignore it. And about 3 months went by, and finally I said, Lord, is that you? And he said, yes. But you know, the Lord's not like some people that'll just keep talking when you don't want to hear. These are some of the things you need to know about God. If you don't want to hear what he has to say, then he's not going to say it. He's a gentleman. But if you want to hear what he has to say, he will show you everything you need to win. So the Lord said, ask me for big things. And we made a list, and the ship was on it. The ship came in miraculously. There was an offering taken for $510,000 US. And a ship that had cost $2 million 2 years before, the price had been lowered to $350,000. And we called the shipping agent and said, is the boat still for sale? They said, yes, it is, but there's three other offers on the table in front of yours, so you're going to have to wait in line. We said, we have cash. They said, sold. Everyone else was waiting for their financing to be approved with the banks and with the loans. We came in with a cash offer. We bought the ship for $350,000. We started to refurbish it. The vision was to be able to reach every island in the South Pacific with the message of Christ. And really, the big, big vision is to hasten the Lord's return and actually make it legal for him to come back. Because he can't unless this gospel message is preached in every nation for a witness. Then the end will come. So many times I think we're not waiting on him, he's waiting on us. So we're going to reach the last places in the Pacific with this ship. And as we had acquired the ship, Brother Dunnick passed on to heaven. And after that, I needed some victory instructions. I needed help to know what to do. I would walk my driveway in the morning for hours praying in the Holy Ghost. And as we said last week, we can draw up answers. We can draw up counsel, mysteries. We can pray them out. So what? So it's not a mystery anymore. Secrets that we don't know, we can draw it up. So what? It's not a secret anymore. I know what to do with the ship. And the whole world was saying, don't do it, Patty. Don't bring that ship to Samoa. Sell it. Get rid of it. Unload it. Dump it. And a lot of people told me that. A lot of people that I respected told me that. But the Spirit of the Lord on the inside said, get the ship to Samoa. Get the ship to Samoa. What'd you do? We got the ship to Samoa. She might not be here much longer after this year. She'll be gone. But if you want to see her, she's in the harbor right now. You can drive by. The new bridge is down there as well. What our faith turned to sight. And I told you the story. I was ready to use all the money that I had to bring that ship here. Because I believe in making the dreams of God come true. I believe in it. And I signed a contract for more money than I've ever dealt with in my life. And I said, I'm just going to spend everything I have on it, Lord, and on this. I believe this is your dream come true for the Pacific. And 15 minutes after I signed the contract and hung up on the phone with people from Florida, I got a call from a person that said, I'm going to finance the entire mission of getting the ship from Mobile, Alabama, all the way to Samoa. It was probably about $200,000 US. And you understand, no one was saved. It just got the ship here. There were no crusades yet. There were no meetings yet. There was no pictures to put up for our partners yet. It was half done. It was seaworthy, but the inside was horrible. It needed to be completely redone on the inside, and we got the ship here. Since then, by faith. What do you mean by faith? By knowing God told me on the inside, get that ship here. And since then, she started a school in Vanuatu. She's reached people in the Vanuatu group that have never heard the message of Christ or been completely opposed to hearing the message of Christ. When they saw the ship, the doors opened. We would pull up to certain islands, and the high chief sent his son out to one, and one particular mission, and the man said, "What do you want?" And the guy said, "We're here to tell you of the one true God, true and living God." And he said, "Well, nobody ever comes here for anything. We don't have any money. We don't have anything to offer you. We're just people that live off the land, and we eat our fish and we eat our bananas. We've got nothing to offer you even to come and preach." So they said, "Okay, come on in." And we preached, and the village was saved, and they followed us to the next village. Amazing stories. Thousands of people have been saved here in the South Pacific. Ministers have been trained. I don't know that we'll be able to see the full reach of just obeying, "Get the ship here." Thank you, Lord. Fight the good faith fight. Lay hold on this eternal life, whereunto you are also called and have professed a good profession before many witnesses. The Young's Living says, "Be striving the good strife of the faith." This is the original Greek. It's a little bit different. "Be laying hold on the life age during." What in the world does that mean? The ED says, "Do thou lay hold of the age-lasting life." The Weymouth says, "Lay hold of the life of ages to which you were called when you made your noble profession of faith before many witnesses." Lay hold on operating the way we just demonstrated. Walk by what you're seeing and hearing on the inside. Now, we made these mention of these things, that spirit touches spirit. If we want to know God, if we want to hear his voice, if we want to get our answers, they will be spiritually discerned, as 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 9 and 10 says. "Eye has not seen, ear has not heard, neither has it entered into the heart of a man intellectually or from the outside. But God has revealed these things to us by his Spirit, even deep hidden things that we could never know." Get used to living like this and operating like this, not just for a little bit, but forever. We will always operate by seeing things on the inside first, by the Spirit of the Lord, by the Word of the Lord, believing them and speaking them, and then they manifest. Do you know one of the greatest weaknesses that a human being could have is not being able to hear him when he talks to you? The Lord said this to me very clearly one morning this week as I drank my tea in the morning. And I'm searching my heart. "What do you want to say, Lord? What do you want to say?" I'm drawing up the messages. Do you know the same way we draw up counsel, we draw up messages. "What do you want to say this week, Lord?" I've got to draw that up. I don't produce messages out of my intellect. And he said, the greatest disability that a human being can have is not being able to hear my voice when I'm trying to save them, trying to show them how to win, trying to say, "Don't go that way," trying to help them, trying to lead them, trying to guide them. Do you know, without the Spirit of the Lord in my spirit, then all I have is my intellect and what I'm seeing on the outside. I have nothing on the inside showing me any light, showing me any other way. It's only what I know and what I see. Now we know why this is the victory that overcomes the world. We've got God on the inside of us. One of the biggest issues in the Christian church, and even today, is most Christians say, God never talks to me. I had problems and I prayed and God never answered me. This person died. Where was God? I never heard God say, God never helps me. There's no physical proof. What you're saying is you have no physical proof. But through this series, you have to come to know that if you want to know God, it will be by your spirit and his spirit. It will be an inside relationship. Jesus said, the kingdom of God doesn't come with external force or external evidence. There it is. No, the kingdom of God is within you. He's right there, and he always has been right there. The Lord gave me a song years ago. He's right here with you right now. He's always here. No, I'm never alone. No, I'm never alone. 'Cause the God of all gods, yeah, the King of all kings, and the Lord of all lords, he's right here with me right now. The same one that showed Moses how to save 3 million people is on the inside of you. The same one that led Joshua in battle after battle after battle and won and took city after city after city in 6 years. The same one. He's on the inside of you in 2020. We'll all know him. The same way that he showed the one person, the one prophet, the one leader, the one king. All of us have the ability to hear from him now. But the shame is, so many people say, God never talks to me. Yes, he is talking to you. He is talking to you. And from the very beginning of this lesson, when you accepted Jesus as your Lord and as your Savior, he completely recreated your human spirit, and that you now have the nature of God on the inside of you. From Romans chapter 8, it says, there is now therefore no condemnation to those that walk not according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life, which is in Christ Jesus, has set me free from the law of sin and death. Also, when I accepted Jesus as my Lord and Savior, the Spirit of God came to live inside my own human spirit. He's there and he's been there. Not only do I have a human spirit that has the nature of God and the law of the Spirit of life functioning in me. What do you mean by that? My spirit talks to me. I've never had a spiritual transaction, Pastor. Has your conscience, have you ever from the inside known, don't do that? And you've heard that loud and clear as a born-again Christian. You've gone to take the money. You've gone to tell a lie, and from the core of your being, don't do that. I know not to do that. I know that's wrong. That's your spirit. That's the law of the Spirit of life. What's the law of the Spirit of life? The law of the Spirit of life is this, that your spirit has God's exact nature now, and you know every time if you go towards evil, your spirit will stop you and alert you, don't do it, don't do it. In addition to that, you have the Holy Spirit on the inside of you as well. And just a little bit further down, it says that his spirit will bear witness, constantly bear witness to your spirit. The we says bear joint testimony with your spirit that you are a child of God. don't do that. That was my spirit saying, don't do that. And then the Holy Spirit, yeah, don't do that. You're a child of God. If you've ever had that happen on the inside of your spirit, congratulations. You've had a spiritual transaction, a successful spiritual transaction. And the word says, as newborn babes, desire the pure milk of God's word so that you could grow thereby. The pure milk of God's spoken word will be, don't do that. Le'ai, awa, sasa. Don't do that. 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 Every born-again Christian has this operating in their lives. These are the same people that say, God never talked to me. He is talking to you. But most people, when God says no, they push that to the side and override it. But then they expect detailed victory instructions on what should I do when my life is totally messed up. But if you're not listening to the small, no, don't do that. If you're not acknowledging that's your spirit and his spirit working in you to create what? Righteousness that leads to holiness. If you don't acknowledge the spirit of God at that level, if you keep pushing him aside, don't do that, Patty. Don't say that to your husband. Don't do that, Patty. Don't go there. Don't read that. Don't watch that. Turn that off. I don't know about you guys, but that's happening all day long in my life. And I obey it. And I obey it. And I say, keep talking to me at that level, Lord. Keep talking to me at that level, my own spirit. Because I want to be like God. I want to be like my Father. I want to be like him. But if you can't obey a basic leading to not sin, if you won't hear that, if you won't listen to that, if you won't yield to that, it will be very difficult for you to hear at higher levels. And I'll say this, when your life depends on it, when someone else's life depends on it, if you keep shutting down your spirit and his spirit that's trying to bear witness to your spirit, if you keep shutting that down, shutting that down, shutting that down, it's basically saying shut up to God and to your own spirit. You're quenching yourself from functioning spiritually, and you're quenching the Holy Spirit when he speaks to you at this baby, baby level. No. Awa. Sasa. Lord, keep telling us no. Keep telling me no. Keep that law of the spirit of life, which is in Christ Jesus. That's my spirit knowing. That's wrong. Do you know in the old days, they didn't even know if they were doing something wrong or not. They had no idea if they were evil or not. But now we do. We know something's evil a mile away, and we can stop it. We can shut it down. We can throw it down. That's the entry level to receiving revelation knowledge from God. And this is very strong. But you know, people are still groping in dark. God never talks to me. I never hear anything from God. He doesn't seem real to me. Is that no on the inside real to you? Yeah, it's real to all of us. As newborn babes, desire earnestly that is working on the inside of you. Your conscience is working. Your spirit is working. I just heard something from the inside. Yeah, the same way you heard the no is the same way you're going to hear, hold your rod out over the water. The same way you felt, is the same way you're going to hear, go up at once, overtake, recover all. It's at a different level. But God is tired of his people losing battles that they could be winning if they could only hear from him with their human spirit. So fight the good faith fight. What's the fight? Well, the fight is Sarah seeing herself in the mirror every day. looking at that every day, but then seeing on the inside something that goes beyond physical reality, something that can change the physical world, something that is more powerful than what you're seeing in the mirror. We walk by that, not by what we're seeing physically. Fight the good faith fight to do this. Over and over and over again in my life, I've been faced with doing things that I see on the inside that other people think I'm nuts for. But then it manifests. Faith turns to sight. We just had a miraculous offering in February. All the glory and all the honor to God after years and years of saying, this building is ours. We're going to own this building someday. We're buying this building. We believe this building is ours. We're going to set up the headquarters is here for the whole South Pacific. And then more specific direction. If you believe this building was yours, you would make preparations to buy it. I sat at lunch with Agnes Kerslack, and she and I made the offer to the owners, and they accepted it. And then we lost our biggest partner. And now what are you going to do? That's what's going to pay the loan. Lord, I know the general plan for the South Pacific, that you want us to reach the entire South Pacific. But I need to know right now what to do. I need specific instructions based on your general plan. He said, keep moving forward. All right. Time went by. Decided to sell everything we have. And then we got a phone call. Brother Keith Moore, I'd like to take up an offering for your building. In 4 days, $1.7 million U.S. dollars came in towards the purchase of this building. That's more than conquering. And do you understand this transaction is exactly how Moses was operating and how Joshua was operating and how David was operating? The Spirit of the Lord was showing them what to do on the inside. And when they fought the good faith fight, they laid hold on something that caused it to manifest physically. So we got the deed for this property 2 weeks ago. Praise the Lord. It manifested. It manifested. We got the ship here. The money for that, it manifested. It manifested. When we believed, when we didn't have a ship and just believed for the ship, we printed a picture out of the ship, stuck it to the wall and said, thank you, Lord. We believe we receive our ship. Based on what? Based on ask me for big things, also based on and God shall supply all your needs, based on Mark 11, 23 and 24, based on the written word and all the general promises in here, but based on specific instructions where God's Spirit spoke to our spirits. And we believed it, we said it, we took steps to do it, and it manifested in the physical. Have you ever seen a palm tree being blown almost over by the wind? Jesus said that the wind blows and you don't know where it's coming from. You don't know where it's going. But you can see what it does to things physically. I've seen trees bent over like this. But I can't see what's doing it. Do you know, we serve a God who is spirit. And I may never see his face as long as I live. But I know the voice of his spirit. And I know when he tells me to do something. And I believe it. And spirit moves physical. Spirit has changed so many physical things in my life that I didn't see the way. That I didn't know how to go through. The wind will move a tree. I might not see the Spirit of God, but I can see what he's done. I've seen cancer disappear. I've seen a tumor disappear right in front of my eyes. I've seen money come in from nowhere. And I'm not a wealthy person. I usually have like, well, before I used to be below zero all the time. And that's a level, right? But then we got up to just making it every month. And now we've got some money in the bank. We've never had millions and millions in the bank. We've never had that. But we've had something better. We've had the ability to hear God when he speaks to us. The greatest deficiency in your life is not being able to function spiritually at this level, where he's trying to get you your answers, and he could be screaming them at the top of his voice on the inside of you. But you've pushed his voice aside so many times, you're calloused to that. Could you soften your heart tonight to hear his words again on the inside of you? I've seen tumors disappear. I've seen money come in. I've seen a ship get here miraculously. I've seen a young boy that everyone had thrown away and said he'll never amount to anything just get nominated for the honor roll back in Tulsa, Oklahoma. I've seen the things that he has said to my heart manifest in the physical realm. So many of us today as Christians, we're asking, how come we don't see miracles like they had in the old days? How come we don't see physical healings or signs and wonders like they had in the old days? It's recorded in the Bible. What's recorded in the Bible is not recorded there because it's impossible. It's recorded there because it's possible. The Bible is a record of what's possible between God and man. I'm convinced that if the people of the Lord would learn how to function spiritually, learn how to hear his voice, know that that's him, do exactly what he says, that we'll begin to see more and more things manifest. It isn't just in our hearts anymore, an invisible concept. We're seeing the legs restored. We're seeing the body straightened out. We're seeing the heart completely rebuilt. We're seeing limbs grow out. We're seeing an eye appear. We're seeing babies born. We're seeing in the physical what we're seeing and what we're believing, what we've laid hold of in the spirit. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. When Jesus died, I want you to know as we close tonight, he didn't cry out when they put the nails in his hands. He didn't scream in pain. And he didn't scream out when they whipped him. The word said, and it was prophesied, that as a lamb goes to the slaughter, he was silent. He was silent. But what he did scream in pain at was when the Spirit of God and God the Father, their presence, that voice that he had on the inside of him, when they left him, he screamed in agony because he couldn't hear them anymore. He couldn't sense them anymore. And it's a good lesson for us, because all of us that are born here on the planet, we're born without him and we're used to it. And even a message like this, people will think, you're pushing it a little bit too far. It's a little too spiritual. He screamed when the Spirit of God left him. He screamed, "Father, why have you forsaken me? Why have you left me?" And we've got God right on the inside of us. And most of the time, we say things like this: "He never talks to me. He never answers my prayer." We quote Jeremiah 29 quite a bit. "I know the plans that I have for you," says the Lord. "Plans that are good, plans of peace, to give you a future and a hope or an expected outcome." But as you read down, it says, "When you seek for me with all your heart, you will find me." Thank you, Lord. Why don't we stand tonight? And as you stand, in your heart says, I'm going to get this. In your heart say, "I'm going to get this. I'm going to get this. I'm going to get to the place where when God talks to me, I hear it." Because a lot of times we start with me and my prayers and my battles and my family. But really where God wants to get us is to where we started this series. Peter's walking the streets and the Spirit of God is flowing out of him at such a level that if you got within a meter or two of Peter, they had laid the sick in beds and couches on the streets. And as he just walked by, the Spirit of God is flowing out of him at a level that you don't even have to touch him. And you're being healed. Is that more than conquering sickness and disease? Is that more than conquering? Is that more than anything you've ever seen before in your life? We're seeing a man that Jesus trained who was proficient or fluent in spiritual transactions on the earth. He could take what God wanted. "I want you to walk through town today, Peter. And as you walk through town, I want you to believe that my Spirit pours out of you into the streets and into the people. I want to heal people today." And it manifested. It manifested. Anybody would like to see the church rise up to the way we started? The Lord said to me, he said, "The anointings that were in the world to start the church, those same anointings and those same giftings are still in the world to finish the church." Do you know the anointing that was on Peter's life to start preaching to the Jews, preaching to Gentiles, that gift on his life when he left, it stayed here. It went on somebody. The anointing that was on the Apostle Paul's life when he left, the anointing stayed on earth because the gifts and the callings are for down here. There's somewhere on this planet someone that has these same anointings that started the church, but they need to be developed to the highest level. Do you want to know God at this level where you're winning your own battles? You're receiving your own healings. You're praying for your own family. But then you can be used for assignments. 3 million people are saved. A nation is founded. Let's all raise our hand. Father, we thank you. We see that we can more than conquer. Paul prayed that we would have a spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of you, the eyes of our understanding, being enlightened, that we might know, that we might see, that we wouldn't be spiritually ignorant, that we could hear you and know you. You are not mysterious. You are spiritual. You are not mysterious. You are spiritual. We know, Father, that this is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. What's the victory? Born of God answers. Born of God instructions. Born of God winning details. That if we find these out, if we can pick these up and believe them and do them, we'll overcome whatever the world is throwing at us right now. Every time. Win every time. We know from Ephesians chapter 2 that we have access to the Father by one Spirit. We know from Romans chapter 8 that there is nothing that can separate us from the love of Christ. You know, when you love someone, you'll tell them how to win. When you love someone, you'll show them how to get out and up and over and through anything, winning. Nothing will separate me from getting my victory instructions from God. Nothing will keep me from hearing His voice in my heart. Nothing can stop anything. Not one thing will get me to turn on Him. I will hear Him when He speaks to me. And we understand it's not by power. It's not by my own might. It's not by my intellect. But it's by the Spirit of God showing me exactly what to do. How to win. How to move the ministry forward. How to receive a dream. How to receive answers to prayer. A baby. A healing. Finances. Things. We thank You, Lord, that You always lead us in triumph. More than conquerors. So, Lord, we open our lives to being led by the Spirit of God. We confess and we ask You to forgive us if we've pushed Your words to the side. If we have not been aware when You spoke to us. Forgive us, Lord, if we have not paid attention. If we have overridden even Your smallest witnesses, your smallest answers. Lord, we open ourselves to You, Lord. Thank You, Father. Speak to us. Answer our prayers. Show us what to do. Show us how to bring this harvest in the Pacific. And we'll do it, Lord. In the book of John, Jesus said, "If a man loves Me, He will keep My commandments." Some commandments are written. But if a man really loves God, he'll do what God is saying to him on the inside. And then it says, "And My Father and I will love Him, and we will manifest ourselves to Him." We will manifest. What I'm seeing on the inside is suddenly a physical reality. Thank You, Lord. Thank You, Father. Thank You, Lord. So change us, Lord. Continue to train us. Thank You, Lord. So mai la fre fre makai erdo. Ze mai lo kurenabai. Completely dependent on You, Lord. Thank You, Lord. Thank You, Father. Thank You, Lord. I want to know You, Lord, deeper and deeper, and higher, and I want to walk with You. Longer and longer, stronger and stronger. I want to know you, Lord. Deeper and deeper, and higher and higher. I want to walk with you longer and longer, stronger and stronger. So won't you speak to my spirit? Won't you show me the answer? Won't you give me the victory? Won't you pour out your spirit? Won't you show us your glory? We're listening for you, Lord. We're focused inside from now on. We've eternally set our minds on our spirit so we won't miss a message. Thank you, Lord. He's here. Whatever you need right now. The glory, the glory is here. I worship you, Master, on bended knee. I bow down before you in reverence, Lord, for I can't help but praise you, for the glory is here. Thank you, Lord, for great wisdom and revelation. Thank you, Lord, for strength, mighty, mighty, mighty. When you're here, you bring with you all that you are. So reach out and receive, for the glory is here. Thank you, Lord, for your healing power. We thank you, Lord, that you are the great healer. And what's impossible to doctors is possible with you. You can heal a heart. You can heal a skeleton. You can heal a disease that there's no cure for. You can heal diabetes. You can open deaf ears. You can mend backs that ache. You can set people free. And Lord, we just receive of you right now, your spirit. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. The glory, the glory is here. I worship you, Master, on bended knee. I bow down before you in reverence, Lord. For I can't help but praise you, for your glory is here. Yes, your presence, your power, your mercies draw near. Thank you for your healing power in this place right now. And Lord, I speak to everybody here, every physical body, be mended, be well, be strong, be whole. Anything missing, be. Anything not functioning, work. Be restored, be renewed. Anything broken, mend. Thank you, Lord. Anything not strong, receive strength. Receive strength now. Anything bound, loose. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We are blessed. We serve a God who makes promises spiritually and manifests them physically. Thank you, Lord. We can see the wind blow. We might not see the wind, but we see what God does. We see when things come into the physical realm. And Lord, we expect to see more and more and more and more. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. So we know how to win. Born of God answers. Accessed by one Spirit. Not by our own power, not by our own might, but by His Spirit showing us what to do. And He'll always agree with the written word, the general plan. He'll give us specific things that will cause the victory to come. There's nothing that can separate us from this process. Thank you, Lord. He has made us more than conquerors. Now thanks be to God who always causes us to triumph in Christ Jesus. So as Christians, yes, we want to win ourselves. But the goal is there's a lost and a dying world out there. People who don't have the Spirit of the living God on the inside. The harvest is great. Pray ye therefore that the Lord of the harvest would send forth laborers into His harvest. And these laborers, guess what they know how to do? They know how to hear God's voice when He speaks to them live. And without hesitation, do what He says, and it manifests.